This has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. To find out about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Take a couple of deep breaths. Just give yourself permission to let go of the outside world and everything that's happened or is happening. And breathe into your heart. Allow your heart to expand and open. And allow the heart to begin to relax. As we're being asked to give permission to allow a deep realignment and healing to take place here today. As we call in the beautiful beings of light to assist us. Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Serapis Bay, El Moray, Lady Venus, so feel their support and their love for you. For as we know, this is the month of love, hearts and flowers. Relationships are the focus. You're being asked to imagine and allow yourself to step into your own mirror and look inward for your main relationship. Reflections. Yes, inner reflections. Honor. Honor the Most High, that which created you, by reflecting genuine regard for yourself. Reflections of love would be regard, tenderness, fondness, adoration, warmth. The opposition to love is hate, hatred, dislike, detest, disrespect. There's a quote I was given this morning, and it is, "We accept the love we think we deserve." Think about the merits within you. Think about that which you hold that keep those merits from shining forth. In Christian theology, merit is a good work done that is, quote, seen to have a claim to the future reward from a graceful God, unquote. How well trained we are. It's our all-around worthiness, whether you label that as perfections, whether you label it as self-sabotage, perceptions, not perfect, unforgiveness, or habits that are non-beneficial. All of this, including worthiness, the Masters told me this morning, is a man-made mental filter to create limitations to control the heart, to keep you from allowing that merit within you to shine. Many years ago, I looked up the word grace in a very old dictionary. Definition has changed, but back then it was grace is the unearned, unmerited, unconditional love of God. We're being asked to allow all of those things that keep us from stepping fully into our own authentic self, to allow them to come up and allow the grace and the unconditional love of God to lift it and clear it now. It may come as a vortex within you, clearing and cleansing. It's allowing yourself with the beliefs that you're not perfect as you are. Allowing the beliefs that your light is not enough, or that you don't deserve. One is loved because one is loved. No reason is needed to be loving. It's another quote I was given. So right now, allow the divine beings of light to come in and lift and clear and cleanse from you all levels, all dimensions, all reality, all timelines, forwards, backwards, past, present, future. Clearing it all out, allowing you to be just simply in this present moment of you. Allow all of those man-made filters that have been utilized to control your heart to be lifted and cleared now. Release the need, the requirement you hold within yourself, dear ones, to measure yourself up against another. For you do them as equal injustice as you do to yourself when you do these things. We ask that this clearing move to the core seed of all, this non-beneficial filters that we have taken on and made our own. We willingly release them now. And even the residue to be lifted and cleared, removing any web work of energy that supports these old ways of being, whether they're genetic, epigenetic, on a physical level or a soul level or beyond. We ask that they be all of these influences that are holding you back from the pure recognition of your own essence be cleared and lifted now. Allow all of those old thought patterns of what you do and do not deserve, or how you do or do not deserve to be loved, to be cleansed and purified now. Understanding that as you move into the purity of the essence of your own truth, you are indeed honoring your Creator, for you are but a reflection of the Creator. Allow your reflection to be in alignment of that which you are. You are part of the One, of the Wholeness. Step now into this beingness. Give yourself permission to feel all unforgivenesses being washed away, cleansing, purifying all those things that connect you to the unforgiveness. Allow your perceptions to be adjusted to the higher realms, to the higher frequencies of love, of your own essence, so that greater clarity of your own truth can be revealed to you now. Anchor yourself into this present moment. As you step into this now, allowing the beautiful grace and love to be your present moment, your new way of being. Embrace the spontaneous of grace, of love. If there's anything special that you would like to ask the Masters to clear, take a moment and do so now. Know that you're receiving the answer, whether you know it or not. It is indeed because of the very essence of who you are that creates your embodiment of love. It creates the embodiment of divine love, that which is limitless, ever expanding, ever flowing beauty. Again, they're asking you to anchor in this belief. It is because of the very essence of who you are that creates the embodiment of divine love within, allowing you the beingness of it. Nothing more needs to be said or done beyond that. Be love. Be your authentic truth now. Whenever you feel you've fully anchored that in, just take a few moments as we thank the masters, the beings of light, the teachers and loved ones, the angels, as we shift from the mental limitations to the beingness of the heart's love now. And as you're ready, and just allow yourself to gently come back into the room. Namaste.